Importance of body language in leadership. Effective leaders require strong communication skills, encompassing both verbal and nonverbal cues. Beyond words, body language plays a crucial role in conveying messages. It includes posture, gestures, facial expressions, eye contact, touch, and scent. Without appropriate body language, leaders may struggle to persuade or motivate others and could even create negative initial impressions. Conversely, employing positive body language allows leaders to establish empathy with their audience. Studies reveal that people assess qualities like credibility, confidence, likability, and trustworthiness within the first 7 seconds of meeting someone, long before any speech is delivered. This rapid judgment is due to how the brain's limbic system processes emotional information. The limbic system, responsible for emotions and memory, functions like an alert system in the brain. It quickly evaluates incoming information for potential threats or affinities, a function crucial in early human survival. Across different cultures, basic emotions such as fear, surprise, and anger are universally expressed through similar body language. This universality highlights the evolutionary significance of body language as an early form of human communication. While modern life no longer hinges on interpreting body language for survival, it remains a vital skill in professional settings, particularly in leadership and business contexts. Importance of body language in communication. When you ask a question, avoid crossing your arms, even if you're feeling cold. Your body language is interpreted by others regardless of your intentions. When meeting a leader, people quickly judge their warmth and authority. You can convey warmth through open body language, like facing your partner, sinking movements, nodding, smiling, and keeping arms and legs uncrossed. Body language also communicates power and social status. To appear strong and authoritative, maintain good posture, speak clearly, and keep eye contact. In politics, body language plays a crucial role. For instance, in the first televised presidential debate, Richard Nixon's nervous gestures made him appear less confident compared to John F. Kennedy. In a diverse job market, especially in multicultural teams, body language helps bridge communication gaps. It can convey trustworthiness and warmth even when language fluency is limited. With increasing video communication, good body language becomes even more important for leaders. Virtual interactions allow people worldwide to judge leaders based on their nonverbal cues. The power of body language in negotiation. Negotiating effectively isn't just about words, but also about understanding body language. MIT conducted a study on business executives where their tonal variety, vocal nuance, and nods were recorded to predict how convincing they would be based solely on body language. Standing tall, facing the jury directly, and speaking in a lower tone all increased their persuasiveness. To excel in negotiation, it's crucial not only to control your own body language, but also to adeptly interpret your counterpart's cues. Here are some tips. Maintain eye contact. Instead of looking down or around, focus on your conversation partner to show your engagement. Understand baselines. Observe your partner's usual body language patterns, such as their typical level of eye contact and movement, to avoid misinterpretation. Watch gesture clusters. Pay attention to combinations of gestures that convey specific meanings when occurring together. For instance, hand-wringing may indicate discomfort, especially when coupled with fidgeting and avoiding eye contact. Consider context. Context matters in interpreting body language. For example, crossed legs in an auditorium's front row may indicate creating a psychological barrier rather than disengagement from the performance. Include feet in observations. Remember that body language involves more than just facial expressions and hand movements. Movements like repeatedly shifting feet can signal boredom or unease, affecting how you're perceived as a leader. By mastering these body language nuances, you can significantly enhance your negotiation skills without relying solely on verbal arguments or leverage. Promote change in business. To drive meaningful business change, gaining full team support is essential. Humans tend to resist change, but can be motivated through positive emotions. Even one team member's resistance can spread, underscoring the leader's role in promoting optimism. Leaders should convey confidence through body language, maintaining eye contact, entering confidently, and using gestures that convey authority, like keeping palms down. Defensive behaviors, like freezing or appearing disinterested, should be avoided. Mastering these nonverbal cues is vital, especially in a digital age where technology often masks body language. Communication tools can be categorized into lean and rich forms. Lean versus rich communication. Lean communication includes text-based methods like chats and emails, while convenient, it can lead to misunderstandings. Rich communication involves visuals or voice, which convey emotions more clearly, enhancing relationships and trust. While technology facilitates communication, face-to-face meetings remain paramount for effective leadership and connection with employees. This personal touch ensures clarity and reinforces leadership presence beyond digital exchanges. Positive body language for better relationships. Positive body language is essential for building strong working relationships with others. It's crucial to maintain eye contact when someone is speaking to avoid making them feel unimportant or excluded. This can affect their motivation and collaboration on shared tasks. Humans naturally collaborate due to mirror neurons in our brains. These neurons fire similarly whether we perform an action ourselves or observe someone else doing it, promoting emotional connections and empathy. In business, mirror neurons influence how employees may unconsciously mimic their leader's actions. To encourage collaboration, use welcoming body language such as smiling, showing appreciation, and positioning yourself towards the speaker, indicating active listening. However, be mindful of personal space. Americans typically have specific zones for interaction, ranging from the intimate zone, 18 inches, reserved for close relationships, to the far personal zone, about 4 feet, suitable for business colleagues. Understanding these zones is beneficial in office settings and during team-building activities. Begin interactions in the social zone and gradually move towards the far personal zone for effective team bonding. Gender differences in leadership communication. Men and women process emotions differently due to brain functions. While both have mirror neurons, male brains activate the temporoparietal junction soon after, focusing on analysis and problem-solving. Female brains continue processing emotions longer. Stress triggers distinct reactions. Men lean towards fight or flight, while women display more emotional responses using their limbic system. Interestingly, stress reduces men's empathy but enhances it in women. In social situations, men instinctively look for escape routes when a new person enters a room. Women, however, tend to observe the newcomer's face longer to assess potential threats before considering escape. These differences extend to body language. Female leaders often convey empathy through frequent eye contact and smiling, and they excel at interpreting others' body language, making them more approachable. Yet, they risk appearing indecisive or insecure. Male leaders typically project strength, authority, and directness in their body language. Less responsive to emotion, they may come across as insensitive or overly confident. Cultural differences in body language. In different cultures, gestures can carry vastly different meanings. For example, in the U.S., forming a circle with your thumb and forefinger means okay, but in France, it signifies worthless or zero. In Japan, it relates to money, while in some places it's considered obscene. This diversity can lead to misunderstandings. As our world becomes more diverse, knowing how to adapt your behavior in formal settings becomes crucial. For instance, in Arab countries, a stronger approach may be expected, whereas in the U.S., a softer approach is often preferred. Cultural practices like bowing vary globally, but basic emotions are universally recognizable. Joy, surprise, sadness, anger, fear, disgust, and contempt are emotions everyone can identify, regardless of their origin. While facial expressions for basic emotions are universal, fake emotions are easily spotted. Facial expressions that linger too long or are asymmetrical often arouse suspicion globally, except for contempt, which naturally appears asymmetrical. Social norms like touch and eye contact vary widely. In Brazil, for instance, physical touch is more commonplace than in Australia. Similarly, maintaining eye contact can be respectful in some cultures but disrespectful in others. To navigate these cultural nuances effectively, it's essential to familiarize yourself with the norms of the people you interact with. This knowledge enhances your understanding of body language and ensures smoother communication across cultural boundaries. Key points: 1. Body language, including posture and gestures, crucially complements verbal communication in leadership. 2. Effective leaders use positive body language to build trust and empathy with others. 3. Rapid judgments about credibility and warmth are made based on initial body language cues. 4. Understanding universal emotions expressed through body language aids cross-cultural communication. 5. Body language mastery enhances negotiation skills by conveying confidence and authority. 6. In business, positive body language promotes collaboration and strengthens working relationships. 7. Cultural awareness of body language norms is essential for effective global communication.